From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. The Missouri Democratic Party has sued over Governor Mike Parson's decision to appoint a lieutenant governor. As Rachel Lippman reports, the lawsuit filed late yesterday says Parson had no authority to name Mike Kehoe to the post.
Missouri's constitution gives the governor the authority to fill vacancies in all public offices unless state law says otherwise. Democrats argue that's the case for the lieutenant governor. They want a judge to prohibit Kehoe from serving and to set an election date. Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber says an election is the only way Missouri residents can be sure Kehoe didn't get the post through a backroom deal.
He helped Mike Parson ascend to power. And there's a reasonable concern that there was some sort of deal cut there.
Weber would not say if the party would have sued if a Democrat had appointed a lieutenant governor. A spokeswoman for Parson says the governor believes Kehoe's appointment was legal. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Columbia City Council and local residents discussed how to improve race relations and community policing during a meeting last night. The Columbia Missourian reports residents expressed concerns about Columbia's attitude towards improving the community policing model. They said improved models require strong city leadership. City Manager Mike Mathis said at the meeting, Columbia has been working on this issue for years. The city implemented a bias-free policy in January. Mathis expects to see results for upcoming years. He said Columbia is doing more than any city in Missouri to address the issue. A Cole County judge is allowing a lawsuit over the use of the message-deleting app Confide to continue moving forward with some limitations. Marshall Griffin reports.
Circuit Judge John Beatham for now has issued a protective order shielding staffers for former Governor Eric Greitens from being interviewed under oath by plaintiff's attorney Mark Pedroli. Instead, Pedroli will have to subpoena Confide itself if he wants to find copies of text messages sent between Greitens and his staff, which he is planning to do. Beatham did leave open the possibility of examinations of state-owned phones that contain the app, in which messages disappear after being read, but not of personal phones belonging to Greitens staffers. Pedroli contends that the Greitens administration used Confide to conduct state business. Attorneys representing the governor's office, now under Mike Parson, argued that Sunshine Law violations involve refusal to provide existing documents, not destroying them. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A House member who served on the panel investigating former Governor Eric Greitens has resigned from the legislature. The House announced today that Sean Rhodes resigned effective yesterday, just 1 week after the special legislative session investigating Greitens ended. Rhodes, a former police detective, won election to the House in 2012. He could have served one more term, but had decided not to seek re-election this year. His resignation letter did not cite a reason, and Rhodes did not immediately return a phone call. I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News, Columbia.